often touted as the fields of the future: science, technology, engineering and maths. But even though the so-called STEM fields are growing, Australian high school students, especially girls, aren't getting the message. In fact, a study by the Australian Mathematical Sciences Institute suggests enrolment in STEM subjects like advanced maths has actually dropped. Stephen Smiley reports.
When biotech entrepreneur Michelle Gallagher was in school two decades ago, she liked studying science and maths, but she faced a big early hurdle.
My science teacher told me I should drop science in year 12, and I did, arts and humanities, but within a year of going to university, realised that I really needed to come back to science, and I did.
Over the past 20 years, there's been an increase in girls choosing subjects broadly known as STEM: science, technology, engineering and maths. But it's not the case for maths. According to the Australian Mathematical Sciences Institute, this year only 7% of Year 12 girls are doing the subjects, compared with 13% of boys. Janine McIntosh runs the Institute's schools program.
We're really concerned about the decline in the number of students participating in those subjects that require calculus.
She suggests universities changing the prerequisites for their courses might be a factor.
It meant that students felt that they should do subjects that they feel themselves are stronger in. And it actually has the opposite effect. I know some students choose the easier math subjects thinking they're going to get a better score, and it actually goes against them because they ease off, they relax, they say that's my soft subject, and they don't put in the hours and the effort and the practice questions that are required, and they don't do as well. So they're trying to gain the ATAR, and I don't think they're being successful at it.
Professor Sharon Bell from the Australian National University has been studying how many women and girls have been going into STEM fields for the last 10 years.
We have fields in STEM such as biological sciences and chemical sciences where we've had high participation for many years, in fact, in biological sciences for decades. And then there's other fields such as mathematics and physics and the engineering fields where that participation is really low.
Research suggests girls at kindergarten age are being discouraged from taking an interest in maths.
Some of the biases that begin to occur in terms of women with mathematics might even occur as early as kindergarten. And, you know, the very earliest years of schooling, there's some evidence to suggest that girls lose confidence quickly in these disciplines, unconscious bias on the part of teachers, perhaps fed by confident young boys who present as really very good in mathematical tasks, means that often girls are actually given unintended messages that perhaps these are not the fields that they're going to excel in.
That's Professor Sharon Bell from the Australian National University, ending that report by Stephen Smiley.